Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It appears that we have Mom and Dad. Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see here. Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Let's see. Did I hear Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
How are you feeling?
Much better, thank you.
Great.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, Angela?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Marie?
No, Auntie
Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see. Okay, did I miss anyone, Angela?
No.
Okay, so let me do a roll call. It's Auntie Carrie, Mom and Dad, Angela, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, and myself, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll pick up reading in Exodus and see if any others would join in. And we're in Exodus 32. Where Moses returned with the tablet from the mountain. And he turned to Aaron, "What in the world did the people do to you?" he demanded, "to make you bring such a terrible sin upon them." "Don't get so upset," Aaron replied. "You know these people and what a wicked bunch they are. They said to me, 'Make us a god to lead us.' For something has happened to this fellow Moses who led us out of Egypt. Well, I told them, 'Bring me your gold earrings.' So they brought them to me, and I threw them into the fire, and, well, the calf came out. When Moses saw that the people had been committing adultery at Aaron's encouragement and much of the amusement of their enemies, he stood at the camp entrance and shouted, 'All of you who are on the Lord's side, come over here and join me.' And all the Levites came. He told them, 'Jehovah, the God of Israel, says, get your swords and go back and forth from one end of the camp to the other and kill even your brother, friends, or neighbors.' So they did, and about 3,000 men died that day. Then Moses told the Levites, 'Today you have ordained yourself for the service of the Lord, for you obeyed him even though it meant killing your own sons or brothers. Now he will give you great blessing.' The next day Moses said to the people, 'You have sinned a great sin, but I will return to the Lord on the mountain. Perhaps I will be able to obtain his forgiveness for you.' So Moses returned to the Lord and said, 'Oh, these people have sinned a great sin and have made themselves gods of gold. Yet now, if you will only forgive their sins, and if not, then blot me out of the book you have written.' And the Lord replied to Moses, 'Whoever has sinned against me will be blotted out of my book. And now go and lead the people to the place I told you about. And I assure you that my angels shall travel on ahead of you. However, when I come to visit these people, I will punish them for their sins.' And the Lord sent a great plague among the people because they had worshipped Aaron's calf. That was the reading out of Exodus 32:20-35. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Did we have any new callers, Angela?
Yes, we had Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not just say pass. And Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line. Please bow your head.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up to endure another day on this earth, specifically to glorify your name. It is a good day. We are united in prayer to praise and worship you. You are more than deserving because of your unfailing, unconditional love. We are thankful that you continually forgive us for our sins. We thank you for just being our Father, caring and loving us no matter what. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for the blessing, Angela. And we will go right into our program. And I will start out with Mom. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a little part that I was going to read out of my little book of prayer.
Amen.
It says, a pure heart. Give us a pure heart that we may see thee, a humble heart that we may hear thee, a heart of love that we may serve thee, a heart of faith that we may live thee. Thou whom I do not know, but whom I am. Thou what I do not comprehend, but who has dedicated me to my faith. Thou. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. And Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading about Susie King Taylor. She was the first black American Army nurse. Did not have an easy time of it, like all nurses and doctors during the Civil War. She was limited in what she could for her patients. Medical and supply was short supply. Anesthesia and anesthesia had not yet come to be used. The normal procedure for treating wounds of the arm and leg were amputation, and serious wounds of the chest and stomach could not be treated at all. It is not surprising that a large percentage of wounded soldiers died from infection under such conditions. About all Susa could do was change bandage, serve meal, and offer what comfort she could. Susa King Taylor was born a slave near Savannah, Georgia, in 1848. When she was about six, she and her brother were permitted by their only to live with their grandmother. Their grandmother had been freed earlier by the same owner. While in the city, Susie's secret attended school. The school was at the home of Miss Woodhouse, a free black woman. Susie always had to hide her book and paper while walking to and from Miss Woodward's home. This was because it was illegal for slaves to seek an education. After the Civil War broke out, Susan ran away with her uncle. Famine took Catherine Island. This small island off the coast of Georgia was occupied by Union crews. There, the Mills and her uncle family enlisted in the 33rd U.S. Color Infant. Susan later joined them and served the unit as a cook, a laundrette, and a nurse. She had no training as a nurse, but she did the best she could while she was the first Black American woman to perform such duty. The year 1862 found Susan at St. Simon Island, followed down the Georgia coast. Because she could read and write, she took charge of a school there. She was only 14 at the time. A year later, Susan was at Morris Island, South Carolina. Morris Island was the site of Fort Wagner, the Confederate force that guarded the port of Charleston. Susan was there when all Black 54 Massachusetts regiments made its famous charge in July 1863. Over half of the regiments were killed, and there were many wounded. Those wounded were grateful that Susan was on hand to tend to their needs. After the war, Susan recovered her experience in My Life in Camp, the only book about the Civil War written by a Black woman. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Okay, and this month is Black History Month, so we must represent. And I want to thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Daddy, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I want to try to remember Luke 15 chapter. I think it got three L's. Yeah, the law of horn and the law of sheep and the law of sheep. And the lady had 100 coin, but she lost one. And so she swept all around the house, around behind the door, behind the chair. And when she found the stalk of corn, she called all her friends over to rejoice with her. That let her know that the angels rejoiced over one sinner than to do the whole wedding away, one sinner. And I might cut that one short. And the lost sheep. And the man had 900 sheep. And one of them got away in that 1199. Back in my younger days, I used to wonder why the man leave 99 sheep to go for one little sheep. But on them in my growing days, I find out the difference. But if you with Christ, you don't need nobody to see about you. So the man, he went out, he found the lost sheep. When he found him, he put him on his shoulder and brought him back to the fold. And he called his friends, and they rejoiced over that one little sheep. Because heaven and the angel, they really enjoyed over one sinner. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Let's see, Auntie Carrie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will read Philippians 4, starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtues, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read about Chris Rock. On February the 7th, 1966, Chris Rock, comedian, actor born in Brooklyn, New York, discovered by Eddie Murphy. He joined the cast at Sunday Night Alive in 1990-93. In 1996, the HBO special, Brain the Pain, won him a wide audience and 2 Emmy Awards. Chris Rock Show, 1997 through 2000, earned an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Writing. In 1998, Rock movies appear include a prominent part in Lethal Weapon 4. Excuse me. In 1998, Voice went as the genuine pig in Dr. Doolittle. In 2000, co-starring with Anthony Hopkins in Bad Company. 2002, and started in the political comedy Head of State. In 2003, he hosted the 77th Academy Award show. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that history, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. I will go next, and my reading is from 1 John 1, and this is the message that God has given to us to pass on to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness. So if we say we are his friends, but go on living in spiritual darkness and sin, we are lying. But if we are living in the light of God's presence, just as Christ does, then we have wonderful fellowship and joy with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Auntie, well, I do believe we have Auntie Marie that joined us. Am I correct?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Marie, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, let's see here. Auntie Janet, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from my 10 days of healing, healed by my words. If your mouth will feed your heart faith when you don't need it, your heart will feed your mouth with faith when you do need it. That's by Terry Copeland Pearson. Mm-hmm. And these are our healing confessions. For all of us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we forbid any sickness or disease to come upon our body. Every disease, germ, and virus that touches our body must die instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of our body functions in the perfection in which God has created it to function. Therefore, we forbid any malfunction in our body. The life of 1 Peter 2:24 is a reality in our flesh, restoring every cell of our body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We make a demand on our bodies to release the right chemicals. Our body is in perfect chemical balance. Our pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health. That which God has not planted in our body, it must dissolve and be rooted out of our body. We have uninhibited nerve flow. We are alive with the life of God. We have a strong heart. Our heart beats with the rhythm of life. Our blood flows to every cell of our body, restoring life and health abundantly. Our immune system grows stronger day by day. We speak life to our immune system. The same spirit who raised Christ from the dead dwells in us and it is making alive our mortal flesh. The last thing we want to remember and confess, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Forgive all of our iniquities. He healed all our diseases. He redeemed our lives from destruction. He crowns us with love and kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. These are our healing words of confession for today. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And let's see, Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to share a sermon by my pastor, a bishop, out of Psalms 27:13. The title is, I'm Not Giving Up. Yeah. Life is a journey of ups and downs. Stuff and things just happen. God allows things to happen to get you back on track. Sometimes you deal with self-induced drama and the fallout of it. Being a Christian does not mean you will be problem-free. The difference is you have hope in Christ. So feed your mind with the Spirit of God. Stay away from negative people and just give God praises. Just give God praises. Just give God praises. Your vision and your blessing is for you. You have seen the goodness of the Lord. Read and study the word more. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Focus on the victory, not the problem or issue. Something better is coming. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. And that takes us to the part of the program for the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your healing hands being laid upon Daddy Verner, Mary Ann and family, Uncle Willie, Ruth Edwards, Uncle Dave, Auntie Betty, Hubert Lowe, Latoya and Loretta, Auntie Marie, Auntie Janet, Uncle Oliver, Kevin Avery, Talia and family, the Williams family, the Moody family, the Rossiter family, the Boyer family, Valerie Crockett, Jesse Verner, Sister Shirley, Carlos and the Wells family, Uncle Champ, Eric, Tony, Daniel Lowe, Brian, Rochelle Bessler, Desert Kendrick, Arlene Holiday, Dorita Verner, DeMarcus Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the works that you are doing for our sick and shut-in. We thank you for the blood, for we plead the blood over our sick and shut-ins from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For we know and believe that there is still power in the blood. Father God, we know that you are in control and that you will still see, that you will see us through the illness, the diseases, and the sickness that is lurking among us. Father God, we thank you right now for the healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Okay, now we're at the part of our program where we honor birthdays. So the week of February 7th through the 13th, any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
Oliver Zolman Pitt.
Amen.
My Stacy is the 12th.
Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
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 Happy birthday to all. Amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. Okay, that brings us to the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be praise report, testimony, songs, a poem, or more words from the Bible. And I will start with Daddy. Any praise report, okay. Testimony?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of make it short a little bit. I'm going to try to sing the song about Come to Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Yes, now. Yes, now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, yes, now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you, yes, now, yes, now. He will save you, he will save you. Yeah, only believe him, only believe him, only believe him. Yeah, yeah, only believe him, only believe him. Yeah, oh,
believe.
Come to Jesus, yes, yes. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus,
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for that song, Daddy. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Come to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay. Auntie Carrie, any praise report testimony?
Just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Figuring out the seasons. There's a time for everything, a season for everything under the heavens. Get back. I got to get rid of the dog, y'all. Hold on a minute. Get back.
Okay.
A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stone, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Lord, I pray to understand what season I am in now. Reveal to me what time is about in my life. Guide me toward the lesson I should take hold of. Stop me from making this time into a season that is not of you. Let this time of difficulty give way to time of celebration and peace. I search my future for the new season that will surely come. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie, figuring out the season. Amen. Okay, Mom, any praise report, testimony?
Well, I'm going to read again out of my little book.
Amen.
O Lord our God, grant us grace and desire you with our whole heart, that so desiring that we may seek and find you, and so finding you may love you, and loving you may hate those sins from which you have redeemed us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, anything else you want to share with the group, or praise report, testimony, poem?
I'd like to share from Proverbs 8, verses 6 through 11. It says, listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Receive thy instruction, and not civil, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. I will go next, and I'm focusing on Black History Month. And this is in reference to Martin Luther King. His dream lives on. Today is the day we all sing in honor of Martin Luther King. Wherever people fight to be free, his name is remembered with dignity. When black people weren't treated right, he stood strong and led the fight. He fought with love, not guns or darts. He changed people's minds and their hearts. But some people didn't like his words. He was taken away to a better world. Yet his dream lives on, that all can be free when we knock down the walls between you and me. Martin Luther King's life did not last, but his dream and his spirit are free at last. Amen.
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 Beautiful.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Auntie Marie? Any prayer support? Okay. Auntie Dot? I'm sorry, Auntie Dot?
Uh-huh.
Auntie Dot? Anything
yes.
else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. You can't hear me?
And now we can, yes.
Okay. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy and kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. Angela, any praise support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing.
Amen.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see desires revealed in me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself
you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. When I'm my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Amen. Life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Give myself away. Give myself away. Excuse me. Give myself away. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Angela.
Oh.
And that leads me to Auntie Betty. Any praise report testimony that you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a verse of this song.
Amen.
I said yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, and my heart, I agree, and my answer will be yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I say yes, Lord, yes, and to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, and my whole heart I agree, and my answer will be yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Well, I want to thank everyone for everything that they shared with us tonight. Amen. It was wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, is there anything anyone would like to share Is there anything anyone would like to share before Angela goes into the closing prayer? If not, if everyone would bow their head, please.
Okay. 1 through 5. Amen. With all my heart, I praise the Lord, and with all that I am, I praise His holy name. With all my heart, I praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind He has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, He provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. With all my heart, I praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All my heart. Amen.
Yes, yes.
All my heart. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Angela, we want to thank you for that beautiful closing prayer there with all my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. For you say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we're trusting and believing in your words. And Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us. Heavenly Father, we pray for world peace, for we know that with you all things are possible. God
yes.
loves you, and so do we. Everyone have a blessed week, and this is Black History Month. Wish you all love, and have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Love you, too.
God bless you.
Love you all.
Love you, too.
The Nellis family would like to leave this with you. Go to the back of Rosa Parks. Go to the back of the bus, Rosa Parks. Go to the back and stay. No, I won't. I think that's unfair, and I'm just too tired today. But everyone knows the rules, Rosa Parks. Everyone knows if you're black, you can't eat or at white restaurants, on buses, and sit on the back. So now it's time to move, Rosa Parks. No, I'm not moving at all. I've got a voice, and I'm going to use it. And thousands will call and hear it. We're coming to sit with you, Rosa Parks. People black and white did say, we're coming to change America and bring equality here to stay. May everyone have a blessed week. May God continue to bless us all. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Good night. Everyone have a blessed week. Keep God first. In Jesus' name. Amen. From the Nellums family, have a blessed week.